Welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I'm Bella Gandhi, the founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host. I started Smart Dating Academy in 2009 because I had this crazy knack of giving people dating advice that actually worked, that I took. I've been married for almost 25 years, and now my company helps people to date smarter and to find love. This podcast is meant to bring more love into your life, no matter where you are and what you do. And we're here to bring more life into your love. Okay, you guys, I am so excited to talk to you about what time of year this is. You're probably thinking, okay, it's Christmas, it's New Year's. No, it's something way more than that. It's peak dating season. Now, you might think to yourself, is there really a peak dating season? And the answer is a resounding, oh yes, there is. And you are about to hear all about it. Now, what is peak dating season? So in 2012, I started consulting with Match, and they have shared lots of data, not just with me, but with everybody in general. So they've been looking at data since the 90s about how cyclical online dating is. And so what happens starting December 26th every year, year over year, like more than two decades worth of data now, is the holidays drive people into a dating mindset. Thus the name cuffing season, right? You want someone that you get cuffed to, handcuffed to, and you're in a committed exclusive relationship. But we have these cuffing instincts around the holidays. Maybe it's driven because we don't want Aunt Mildred to say to us, well, are you still single, Bella? What's going on? When are you going to meet somebody? Are you still being so picky? Or maybe you're just looking at the tree and all the happy couples around you thinking, when am I going to find the lid to my cute little pot? So those things certainly drive people to start thinking about dating the day after Christmas. But then what ends up happening? What do we do on January 1st? We make New Year's resolutions. We're going to level up our lives, right? New year, new me. And what am I going to do? Now, take a step back. The U.S. Census data tells us that there are 118 million single adults in this country. That's 48% of the adult population. So now you've got almost half of America, January 1, single. What do you think they're going to resolve? Getting back out into the dating pool. Oh, my kids are telling me I need to try dating apps and I've never done that. I'm fresh out of divorce. Should I do this? Is this my year? Maybe I lost my spouse 5 years ago and I'm just feeling like I might be ready. And so the new year brings out these instincts in us where we want to do things differently and commit to ourselves and commit to loving ourselves in a new way. So these two things result in peak dating season. So peak lasts from December 26th and really on the books goes until Valentine's Day. So the busiest online dating day of the year was Sunday, January 2nd, and Match had it mapped down to the busiest moment was like 8:52 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But we're now listening to this and we're, you know, through the middle of January and all is not lost. You still have time to take advantage of peak dating season, right? And it's kind of good. The holidays are over. Maybe you've paid off your credit card bills. You can think about investing a little bit in yourself at this point and thinking about what you want. Who do you want? What are you looking for this time around, right? And really thinking, doing a deep dive into your own checklist. Are you operating off of the right checklist? Hell, do you have a checklist, right? Do you know what red flags are? What are the green flags? What gets people sifted in? What gets them thrown out? So you want to do a little internal deep dive with yourself to really know with clarity who you are, what you want at this point in your life, what a good partner for you looks like. And I'm not talking about physically looks like. I'm talking about who a good lid to your pot actually is, like a lid and a pot. They actually fit together, right? And And it could be a tempered glass lid. It could be a cast iron lid. It could be a dented steel lid. Whatever it is, there's many lids to your pop. But how do you want to feel when you're with this person? And have you accepted bad people into your dating life? Maybe you've been divorced. Maybe you were broken up with. Maybe you haven't dated in a long time because you're afraid and you've built walls around yourself. What's going on? And if you need help, seek help from professionals. Guys, 25 years ago, I've been married for almost 25 years. I would have given my eye teeth to have a dating coach, to have a therapist, to have somebody around me that could help me with this. If you need help with this, seek out the help to make sure that you're not going to do the same things over and over again, okay? Once you have a support system around you, maybe you've got a coach, maybe you've got a therapist, maybe you've got me and our Instagram lives and this podcast and your friends, what I want you to do is, number one, get yourself into the right mindset. And you know what that mindset is called? It's called psychotic optimism. Yes, I said it. Psychotic optimism. What does that mean? It means I want you to think about your dating life as if you've already achieved love, okay? Love exists for me. It's a when. It's not an if. I know that the lid to my pot is out there, and all I have to do is date like crazy to find this person, okay? But psychotic optimism knows that there's going to be ups and downs to this process, and that's why I use the word psychotic. Okay, optimistic, even in the face of being ghosted, not hearing from anybody that you've messaged, people standing you up, okay, all of that, but you still maintain that fire in your belly, that flame, that spark in your heart that says, love is out there for me, and I know it, and I know that this dating and being out there and looking for my boo is just part of my journey, and this is part of my story, okay? And so along with being psychotically optimistic, what you're going to do is the reciprocal of that. Get rid of the negative thoughts. Get rid of the mind monkeys. Stop telling yourself, man, I'm too old. My mom was right. I'm too damaged. I've had too many partners. I have too many kids. I'm too fat. I live in a rural town. I'm too old. Whatever it is, I'm too bald. I'm too short. Whatever it is that you are saddling yourself with, concrete blocks on your shoulders and on your shoes, I want you to take those things off. I want you to strip yourself of those negative things that you're telling yourself. And I want you to bathe yourself in optimism. Think about all of the amazing things that you are, the things that you will bring to this romantic partnership. You are going to be a great lid to somebody's pot, and you're fun, and you're exciting, and you're reliable, and you're consistent, and you're always growing, and you're a learner, because you wouldn't be listening to me and listening to this podcast if you were. Get psychotically optimistic and start to rid yourself of the mind trash that you're telling yourself, because our minds are all baked in with this negativity bias, right? The negativity bias wants to keep us stuck where we are. It wants to keep us doing the same thing over and over again. Why? Not because it's an evil mind. It's a mind that wants to keep us safe and not hurt and not disappointed. Disappointed and not heartbroken, right? And so it keeps us safe by telling us these bad stories. But I want you to strip yourself of those shackles, get rid of those concrete shoes, get rid of those concrete blocks on your shoulders. And I want you to tell yourself, love exists for me. It's a when, it's not an if. And I want you to take that fervor and that psychotic optimism with you all day today, all week while you're listening to this. And I want you to take some action, okay? So thing number one to do for peak dating season, now that you know what it is to become a psychotic optimist. And Steve Harvey calls me the fairy godmother of dating. And I, the fairy godmother of dating, and am officially inducting you into the Club of Psychotic Optimists at Smart Dating Academy. So I hope you're laughing. I have a magic wand, and I'm going to bring it out on another episode, and I'm going to cast a spell on all of you and make you permanently psychotically optimistic. So now, let's get down to the brass tacks. Peak dating season. What do I do? Online dating memberships are up 50 to 80%, right? I want you to think about either, if you're not out there at all, pick one or two. If you're brand new to this, just do one, okay? And if you're out there already, maybe you've got 5-6 different apps on your phone, Bumble, Hinge, Tinder, Match, eHarmony, slim it down to one or two, okay? And now, if I had $5 for every person that asked me, Bella, what's the best site to be on? What I'm going to tell you is there is no one perfect site. All of the sites have good people. All of the sites have meh people that are not going to be for you. You have to look at online dating as the world's largest cocktail party. And all of these apps are like rooms at the cocktail party. You want to be at the party and you can go room to room and try different apps, right? I like big sites and big apps because we're trying to maximize our chances of meeting the lid to our pot. So you might as well have a big haystack to look for your needle and then a little haystack, right? So you know what I'm saying, because if it's really a small, super niche site, maybe, you know, it's for, you know, tall singles that are over 6 feet tall. How many tall singles are there going to be? Because the research shows that only 12 to 14% of men in this country are over 6 feet tall. And the average American woman is only 5'5". So now think about that denominator. You're going to have a really, really small group of people or on gluten-free singles or things like that. You might find people that have similar habits or similar interests, but you're not going to find that wide swath of people that you would at any massive event. So pick one or two big sites or apps to be on. Okay. So that was point number two. Now, point number three is here's where we get really, really into the weeds, you guys. What is going to make you successful is having great photos. I need you to have six amazing photos. And if you don't know what good photos look like, I want you to go to smartdatingacademy.com, go to the profile or photos page, go to our inspiring stories on our site, and you'll see lots of before and after photos. You need to have six amazing photos. What most people do is they pick six of the best photos that they have in their phone, which I'm telling you most likely aren't that great. Sorry to say it, don't shoot the messenger. I do sessions with people all day long, 7 days a week. And what people typically are so excited to show me that have come out of their phones and their tripods, they're not the quality that the best of the best are putting out there. And I'm telling you, if you look at the stuff we're putting out there, it's the top 1% of the 1%. You want to be in that category if you can. So 5 to 6 great photos. Now, you've got to have great headshots and great body shots, okay? By a great headshot, I mean a photo that's maybe up to your shoulders that shows you looking right at the camera, smiling. High resolution, no shadows on your face, nobody else blurred out, nobody else in your photos, you and only you, where you look engaging. You want to make eye contact with this person that's looking at your photos on these sites or apps. You want them to stop and look at you and go, oh, this person looks interesting. I love this photo. He or she looks so cute and so genuine and sincere. Let me look in for more. And that'll get you the right swipe or the message on a site like Match. So you want six great photos. Now, your opening headshot is the most important shot. But then, ladies and gentlemen, you need to have body shots. Okay? I mean full body. Head to knees, head to toes. People want to see what you look like. Put that cute self out there. Don't tell me you've gained the COVID-19. Who hasn't? Okay. Nobody ever thinks they're cute the way they are or perfect the way they are. Your fairy godmother is here to tell you you are perfect just the way you are. Zhuzh yourself up. Okay. That's the other thing. You don't want to look like you've been couch surfing all day or you just came back from a long run and you're sweaty and gross. You want to look like you're dressed to impress. Dress up really nicely in your photos. Women, wear dresses, wear skirts, look girly, wear a cute pair of jeans with a cute top, pencil skirts, tend to photograph best, belt, show off your figure. Remember, you're a smart dater. We're not going for hot. We're going for pretty or elegant. And gentlemen, step it up. Throw on the sport coats, throw on the suits. Women like to see a man with the plan. And if you're a man looking for a man, same thing. Who doesn't want to see a stepped up man? Ties are fine. Hell, wear a tuxedo, whatever it is. And if you say, well, I don't normally look like that, I'm telling you, you want to dress yourself up in these photos and dress yourself up for dates. Why not? Show the other person that you respect yourself and you respect them. Even if you live in a warm climate, put on a suit, put on a sport coat, do the thing. Trust me, we have tons of data around this that shows that when you look like you're the man or the woman that takes themselves seriously and you respect yourself and you know how to look your best, you will get a much greater response. Okay. So enough about photos. And the last thing is, well, enough about photos. I can never say enough about photos, you guys. I want you to have six great photos, all in different outfits. Don't take photos of yourself, professional photos, in your favorite red sweater and post six of those. That is not what I mean. These photos have to have different backgrounds, different outfits. What we do at our professional photo shoots at Smart Dating Academy, we stage all of those shots, even though they look like, oh my God, those are the best photos I've ever seen. We do those quickly at our shoots. If you want to replicate something like that, you do you, boo, and go do that. Or obviously you can enlist us and hire us to do that for you. But you want to make these photos look dynamic, exciting, like somebody just caught you in the moment. No gray backdrops, no LinkedIn photos. And please, for the love of me, do not have photos that do not look like the current version of you. Do not show me a photo of you five hair shades ago. Do not show me a photo of you with a lot more hair than you have now. Do not show me a photo of what you look like 20 pounds ago. And whether that's you've gained weight or you've lost weight, people want to date the person in the picture. Your photo should be no more than 1 year old. Yes, I did a session with a girl today who said, but I look the same and this photo's 3 years old. I said to her, you don't look the same. I'm looking at you. I do this for a living. You think you look the same. The data shows, guys, lots of psychological research that we do not pick the best photos of ourselves. Enlist somebody to help you. Whether you've got that objective friend that will tell you the truth, your crew of people, your village, maybe it's your therapist if they'll go there, maybe it's a coach. Have someone objective tell you what your best photos are, because we do not pick the best photos of ourselves. Any photo that you see of me out there on my social media, on Instagram at Smart Dating Academy, feel free to follow me. You will see someone else has chosen those photos, not me. I ask my husband, I ask my kids, I ask the people that work with me, for me, my friends, which photos look best, and they pick. And I'll tell you what, it's very rarely the ones I will pick. Okay. So that is what I have to say about photos. I have a lot more to say, but for purposes of peak dating season and this podcast and all the other stuff that I want to get through for you to really master peak, look, the majority of your success with online dating, on the outside, on the inside, there's a whole lot of other stuff that we need to talk about, right? Like mindset, green flags, red flags. For women, we call them high GHQ guys, understanding who your high GHQ guy is and what those red flags are. But externally, what's going to result in the majority of your success in online dating are your photos. So invest in a great set of photos. Don't think you can do this on your own. We run these Love Lab workshops and people submit photos to us. None of their photos that they do at home are ever, ever, ever as good as the ones that someone else will take for them professionally, right? And half of them end up coming to us to do their photos after the lab. So photos are so, so crucial, okay? Then in your text. Now it's gonna depend the text in your profile, okay? And that's the section where you can write about yourself, free form, right? With Tinder or Bumble, you get about 200 characters, which is like a sentence or two, basically. But on a site like Match, it'll say, tell me more about you in your own words, right? So you've got way more space to talk about yourself. What I want to tell you is I could do an entire hour on how to write a profile. In fact, I wrote a book on how to produce the perfect online profile for Match and Bumble. It's a book that we only give out during our Love Lab workshops and our one-on-one coaching programs. But what I can tell you is what you want to do is think about your online profile as a bunch of little tiny stories about yourself. You know, maybe like stringing together lots of vivid pictures of yourself. Tell me about your favorite trip to Ghana and what that moment was that will stick with you forever, right? What are some of the most noteworthy things you've experienced? What do you do for work? And instead of what do you love about your job? What are you most passionate about? Think about yourself as a product in cyberspace, and you want to differentiate yourself, right? You want to think about this from a marketing standpoint. So instead of just saying I'm adventurous, you can say I've hiked Mount Everest, or for some people, I am not that adventurous and hell if I'm ever going to hike up Everest, or, you know, basically I can ski a blue mountain, but that's about the level of my adventure. There's no blacks for this girl in her future. So talking about that, like I'm a blue diamond skier. For some people, like Lindsay, who works with me, she's a helicopter skier. They take that girl and plunk her down on a mountain and watch her sail down. No, thank you. Not for me. But again, level of adventurousness. What is that for you? What does that mean to you? What do you do for fun? Right? And really painting those pictures. Look at your sentences and close your eyes and say, can I imagine this? Can I see what this looks like for someone else? And filling your profile with those little 1 to 2 sentence kind of vignettes about yourself that show versus tell, give the reader a lot of conversational starters for you as well. It's so awkward to try to compose a message to someone that you might think is cute or interesting if they haven't said anything interesting in their profile. Give people something interesting to talk about, right? What do you like to watch? What do you like to listen to? Where do you like to go? What do you like to eat? Any of those things. And you're probably sitting back and thinking to yourself, I'm kind of boring. I promise you, you are not boring. You are the farthest thing from boring. Every single person comes to me thinking I'm boring. And I promise you, you are not boring. You are amazing. You just need to think about yourself in a constructive and clever and creative way. Okay. So that's how you're going to write your profile. And what I want you to think about too is being really positive in your profile. Don't have any negative text. Don't talk about the gloom and doom of Omicron and what's going to happen with the pandemic and woe is me and all of the issues that you've had. And most importantly, don't put the things you're not looking for in your profile. That sounded like a double negative. But what I mean is you don't want to say, please do not contact me if, and list a string of negative things along. Because if you're putting negative energy out there, what's going to come back to you? Negative people. Okay, so you want to stay positive. You want to stay specific, vivid, and lucid in your profile. And it doesn't have to be a personal manifesto, right? It just has to be something that's compelling, playful, specific, that really sounds like you. Again, have someone else look at your profile. Have someone else edit your profile. Maybe you've got friends that are great writers. Maybe you hire a professional writer, hire a coach, hire someone that can really help you with that. It's like if you were going to interview for, you know, change careers, you probably wouldn't write your own resume, right? You'd want an updated, current format that really positions you as the polished person you are, and you would hire a professional to do that. Today, all of these services exist. Take advantage of those things. You guys, you don't need to do this alone, okay? You don't need to do this alone. So now I've told you 4 things: mindset, picking apps, 1 or 2, having 6 great photos, and your profile text. The 5th point, okay? The final point that I'm going to leave you with is I want you to have a dating strategy and a dating plan. And I want you to do this every single day, okay? At least for 30 days. I want you to have 30 minutes a day, 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the evening. Very, very manageable. Do not tell me you cannot do that, because I, Bella Gandhi, will find 30 minutes in your day. You guys, you sleep for 8 hours. You are awake for 16 hours. Even if you work 8 hours a day, that leaves another 8 hours of open awake time that you are not working. I can find you 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the evening to compose messages, swipe, message, like people. The sites like people that are active and they prioritize you in relevant people's searches. And I want you to know that nationally, only 10% of messages that we write get responded to. So if you're writing messages to people, and you're not getting a response, 9 out of 10 messages don't get responded to. Don't take it personally. Don't say I suck. Don't say online dating is for the birds. It's never worked for me. Shut it down and hibernate. I'm telling you, this is all normal. I have a company that helps people to do this, and we help people to stay motivated and accountable and inspired through this process. So I promise you, you are not alone in this, and you're going to have some fun during peak dating season, but you have to change things up. I've given you tons of information here about the things to do concretely to get yourself right in the thick of peak dating season. You do not have to wait, okay? Switch things up. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, right? And expecting different results. That is impossible. I've given you so many things that you could possibly change, and I want you to take this to the bank. Do the things I'm telling you, right? If you are having real problems with this, send a message to us, smartdatingacademy.com. We're an investment, and you are worth every single investment that you want to make in yourself. We invest in others. We take care of others. How often do we actually nourish, educate, and invest in ourselves? You are worth it. Have someone help you through this process and ace peak dating season. Okay. I know you can do it. And feel free, follow us on Instagram. Follow us. I do a lot of Instagram lives. You can follow us at Smart Dating Academy on our YouTube channel. And there's going to be lots of episodes that are going to help you with your dating life and to find love in a healthy, happy way and find the lid to your pot. And I promise you, I am going to hold your hand through all of it and help you to find the lid to your pot. See you soon. Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love, follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.